Earth Science in English. Comprehension. In September 1930, 15 explorers led by a German meteorologist, Alfred Wegener, set out across the endless snowfields of Greenland to resupply two weather observers stranded at a remote camp. The observers were planning to spend the long polar night recording wind speeds and temperatures in Greenland's polar plateau. At the time, Wegener was somewhat infamous. 15 years earlier, he had published a small book, The Origin of the Continents and Oceans, in which he had dared to challenge geologists' long-held assumption that the continents had remained fixed in position through geologic time, the time since the formation of the Earth. Instead, Wegener proposed that the present distribution of continents and ocean basins had evolved only recently. According to Wegener, the continents had once fitted together like pieces of a giant jigsaw puzzle to make one vast supercontinent. He suggested that this supercontinent, which he named Pangaea, Greek for all land, later fragmented into separate continents that then drifted apart, moving slowly to their present positions. Drifting continents? Absurd! Or so proclaimed the leading geologists of the day. At a widely publicized 1926 geology conference in New York City, Wegener presented arguments, in imperfect English, for his continental drift hypothesis to a phalanx of celebrated American professors. The American scoffed, "What force could possibly be great enough to move the immense mass of a continent?" Wegener couldn't provide a good answer, and, despite all the observations he had made that favored continental drift, he failed to convince his audience. Now, 4 years later, Wegener faced an even greater challenge. As he headed into the interior of Greenland, the weather worsened, and most of his party turned back. But Wegener felt he could not abandon the isolated observers, and with two companions he trudged forward. On October 30th, 1930, Wegener reached the observers and dropped off enough supplies to last the winter. Wegener and one companion set out on the return trip the next day, but they never made it home. S. Marshak, Portrait of a Planet, Norton.